Father, we come in Jesus' name, and Lord, thank you. You have us in tune. Oh God, like an orchestra. Oh God, the note has been struck. And Lord, we're all in tune. Praise you, Lord. It is about the one thing. It is about being awake. It is about being alive. It is about being ready. Hallelujah, for the first trumpet sound. And Lord, thank you again for this morning. And Lord, may we praise you. May we magnify you alone. Lord, may we praise you only for your grace and only for your mercy, God. Oh, what you have done, what you have accomplished, what you have finished, Lord, and what you are performing in us and finishing for you. The glory for the Lamb of God. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And soon face to face forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. We are rich indeed, hallelujah. Oh, we lack nothing. Praise his name. Open your Bibles to Genesis 32. It's Genesis chapter 32, and we'll begin reading from verse 9. That's 32:9. And this is Jacob speaking to God. And he says, oh, my God. O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, and he said this to Jacob. Jacob's been wandering around. Jacob's been, I think each of us know this, kind of half-hearted. Such a promise upon us that's already been done and given. You're my man, son. And finally it's hitting him here. Lord, which said unto me, return, return, return unto thy country, to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. See, it wasn't, well, I'm going to punish you, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to show you, you've been unfaithful, son. Oh, no, 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 I'm faithful to my word. You're my promise. You're going to wake up to this. I'm beginning and end. I'm Alpha Omega. I know the end of your story, son. Come on. That's you. And he says, oh, I'm not worthy. Nope, you're not. Of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. Man, we're there, aren't we? Because we've even got a better thing. We've even got a better thing, the Word of God says. And he's come to this point. For with my staff I passed over the Jordan, and now I'm become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Brothers and sisters, this is Jacob's prayer before God now has him to have an appointment with Esau, his brother. Esau, who had sworn to kill Jacob. Esau was feared by Jacob. Esau did not want this meeting. But God had an appointment for him. This would finally awaken Jacob. Son, you're my promise. Now I thank the Lord that he tells God here, I'm not worthy of your mercy. But the Lord quickens something in Jacob right here. He gets to verse 12. And really what he's saying here, Lord, I've spun my wheels. I haven't obeyed you. But you promised. That's all he's got. And that's all he needs. And that's everything he is. He gets to the point at the very end. He doesn't have anything. He's done. But God, you promised. Now, I thank the Lord it's hitting him. Jacob was a man of a lot of self-will. Oh, yes. Smart, maneuvered, schemed, connived for survival. It was just his nature. But you know, my heart went out to him as the Lord put my brother on my heart. You know, I don't think he really wanted to be like that. I'm sure there were many times he got up and said, Lord, help me. I don't want to be this way. But you know what? It was his nature and he could not change it. From the very beginning of his life, how would you like to be like him, wanting to be accepted of his dad? But his dad preferred his brother over him. You don't think that hurt his heart? That hurt him. And then he's obeying his mom. Doesn't really get it, but he knows that that's the grace that's with him. You're going to get that birthright, son. Oh, mom, I don't want to do this. Oh, yes, you do, honey. You don't understand it now, but someday you will. You may not really fully possess, but God's already given it to you, honey. And you're going to obey me because I'm grace. And grace has made your choice, son. Grace will take all the blame and the shame. Go get it. So Jacob goes in there and he gets it. And what's the first thing that happens to him after that? He's got to run. Oh yeah, you got the reward. You got the promise. But now you know what? You get to be a castaway. Get out of here. Your brother's going to kill you. Isn't that sometimes how we go into the deeper things of God? The Lord challenges us right away. You get filled with the Holy Ghost. You begin to really see the bridal truth. And then the trials really start hitting. Things start to get separated. Familiar loves and familiar things get taken away. I'm going to prove you're my promise. So there goes Jacob. But so sweetly, he falls in love. He sees this woman, Rachel. Oh, he loves her so much. But then for 14 years, he's tricked and duped and used. But his heart was so given to her. He endured. And he received his jewel. But then, even after that, God graces him with such amounts of cattle and servants and all these things. But his family and he, they live like really vagabonds. They really never fit in anywhere. And finally he comes to this point we're reading about right here. To the moment he must face the man that he is. The man that I really am. The man that calculated. The man that manipulated. The man that schemed. And he's finally come to his end. The end of himself. My brother Esau is finally going to have his way with me. He's going to kill me. He's going to destroy everything. And instead of really being encouraged of what the Lord just did for him here, he flips back to Jacob mode one more time. And Jacob mode is, well, I'm going to go ahead and divide my family into two groups. I know he's going to kill at least one of us, but maybe he won't get us both. So once again, here he goes flipping back to Jacob mode. But then God stops him here. And he cries out to God, you've always been merciful to me. And Lord, you promised. And I'm going to believe your promise. I know it doesn't look good. I know it doesn't seem like anything's going to work out here. But I've got nothing. But your promise, I'm going in the promise of you, Lord. I haven't been worthy of it. I haven't been faithful to it. I've, again, wasted my life in a lot of different ways. But he finally breaks and he calls out to God, God, but you have promised me. I have to tell you, and I thank God, I'm there today. I'm there every day. Every day. It just doesn't look good. But God, you promised. But God, you promised. Are you there today? Really, you there at the end of it? Are you there finally that you're done? I pray you are. I think some are still trying. You'll never find yourself in Him till you lose your life. Jacob held on to it so tight. He still was holding on to Him even though he knew about the promise, even though he knew it was given to him. But yet he couldn't lose his life for that. And the Lord says, he that loses himself for my sake shall find it. Amen. Really let this work in us today, Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, we need to come to the point where we truly do lose ourselves to find it in him. I think about sweet David. He came to a point God so faithfully brought him through. And God did bring him through to the point where the prophet had to say, you're the man. Yeah. And you know what David said? But God, you promised. Amen. Oh, yes, he did. He knew he needed the mercy of the Lord. He knew he was God's man. But God, you promised. Abraham, coming to the place, you're going to offer that son to me. But God, you promised. And there was the lamb, that ram in the thicket. You think about Moses. Came to that shoreline. All he could do was stand there and say, but God, you promised. And then what did he do? He opened up that water. And they walked right across on dry ground. And I'm going to tell you something, even our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there he is in the garden. And what does he say? He says, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He came to the end of all his strength. And all he could do was say, but Father, you promised. And an angel of the Lord was sent to him and strengthened him. That's our Lord. That's our Lord as man. This is the Lord God that he said, I could call 12 legions of angels. But if I did, the scripture would not be fulfilled. Do you see what he's showing you? Do you see who you are? Truly, brothers and sisters, come to that place, Lord, help me to lose myself. He brought you to this place. I know each and every one of us are here. We're at that place. We're at the end. But you know the mercy. You know that his mercy that he gave you, that promise, there was no reason for you to have it. You're just like Jacob. You didn't even want it. If it was Jacob's choice, he would not have went in there. The giant's too big. The giant of embarrassment, the giant of shame, the giant of, I know I'm going to pay for this, Mom. I know this is going to cost a lot. But grace came and told him, son, you're the promise. You're the promise. Now, you want to get this? Look what happens here. Jacob cries to God this precious prayer. Everything changes. Everything. He has one last wrestling match, though. one last one. About 10 verses later, he wrestles with that angel. The Lord touches that joint, puts it out a joint in his, that joint in his hip, puts it out a joint. Boom, he makes him weak. But here's what happens. Verse 28. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. The promise, brothers and sisters, the promise that God had promised to him, the promise that Jacob never allowed to be his living, it became his living. It not only became his living, it became his life. And matter of fact, what we know, the promise didn't just become his living and his life, it became his name. God changed his name to the promise. Oh my goodness. God changed his name to the promise. God prevails. The promise upon Jacob's life was the name for God, I prevail. Did you have that wrestle match with the Lord? I think you did. You know, I had that wrestle match with the Lord. Oh, yes. And he put me all out of joint. Oh, yeah. I see some, maybe some still wrestling with the Lord today. He'll win. I'll just give you the end of that story. He'll win. But I want you to tell you about him winning in my life. He did. He put it out of joint. And he did. And you know what? He wrote his promise, a new name on me. He changed my name. Now, he got Israel. And I'll tell you what I got. The bride for the Lamb of God. Oh, yes, it did. I'm his promise. I'm his promise. And he's always had that upon us, brothers and sisters. That's the thing. And I thank the Lord that grace, again, we didn't choose this. Jacob did not choose that. God chose you. When will you really praise him for his grace? Grace for new, and then grace predestinated. It was there for all. It was there for all. But grace made the choice. Jacob would have walked away from that promise. Jacob was right there to say, and try to almost convince his mom, Mom, this really isn't a good idea. Dad's going to find out. Grace has got you covered, son. Grace has got you covered. The skins. You're going to smell pleasant to your father. You're going to come in there and he's going to receive you as not just his son, but as his preferred. His choice. He's going to dote upon you. And he's going to give you the fullness of his promise. Do you know what Jesus Christ did when he came into your life? What a sweet smelling incense and sacrifice he made you to the Father. As you come in there today boldly to the throne of grace, and the Father just goes, oh, the glory that I smell upon you. Do you not realize what grace has done? The sacrifice that was made for us. And Lord God, the mercy that has kept us all the way along. that here we are today, praise be to God, taking what he has given and fully shown and revealed in our unbelief, in going our own way, in not being good or obedient or any of that. And yet now we look at him today and we know, but you promised. How could you not be delirious? How could you not be thankful? How could you not be a cup that's full and running over? I'm telling you, I'm like my sister back there that used to say, I can't stand it anymore. I can't take it anymore. How could we not, oh my goodness, to sit still and to be loved like we're loved and the promise that is over us and what he's done and what he's given and what he has performed by the grace of God. How could we not, all that is within us, bless the Lord. And I mean that, oh God, he knows the sincerity. Oh, the joy that he has set before us, brothers and sisters. The joy that he has laid down before us. Oh my goodness, Lord, I'm going, and I'm going fully purposed, and I'm going to win, and I'm going, hallelujah, to apprehend he that has apprehended me. Oh, praise be to God. Now, that's your promise. That's your promise. That's the mercy. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Let him write upon you that new name. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I am grateful to you. Beyond, Lord, you've taken our hearts to another level today. I thank you. You're pulling up the camp again. You're moving. Lord, it's that last cut. Lord, help us to want to go. Help us not to draw back in unbelief. Lord, thank you, Jesus. You brought us to this day. And God, what you've had us to hear and to know. Lord, you're strumming on hearts this morning. And I thank the Lord we forget those things which are behind. They're done. They're gone. Lord, it's about today. It's about now. It's about winning today. Lord, I thank you, God. You're the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, I want to finish with a full joy. Lord, I thank you. You've got it before us today. And that's all that counts. How did we finish? How did we finish? Lord, thank you again. Thank you that you give us such real, not just an example, but the word living in us. We're just like our brother. Your promises are just the same. They're yea and amen. And thank you, God, you fully finished and won the promise for him. And praise be to God, it was just to grow that faith up in our brother. Well, Lord, grow the faith up in us today. Because it's here for us, Jesus. And we thank you how you assure us. And you motivate us by your spirit. And you lead us along. And you tell us over and over and over and over. You're it. You're it. You're the promise. I've written this upon you. Praise be to God. Awake. Arise. Lord, thank you. Not to let us slumber. Not to let us fold hands. Not to let us be distracted. But Lord, to truly be fully purposed. That one thing, that out resurrection, Lord, let us be ready. And we thank you and praise you forever and ever in Jesus' name.